Your story has been out there in Manchester today and it's caused a bit of a stir. First of all, can I just get your reaction to how people have sort of reacted to your story, a former soldier on the streets of Manchester?
I think from what I've heard, the reaction has been somewhat up there and out there, you know. I understand that even the cast of Coronation Street or something have been interested in the story. It's kind of sad, really, because if I wasn't a British soldier, then I would be unnoticed, like so many of the other homeless people in and around Manchester and the UK as a whole. It's sad that it takes something like being a soldier for homeless people to be noticed. Fortunately, today, after all this media coverage, you know, the council has got in touch with me very, very quickly, asking if I want to be housed. I'm just about to go down there and ask them what they are going to do about the other homeless people that have been on the street longer than me, you know? What makes me such a special case? I'm human like everybody else.
You've been on the streets of Manchester now, what, 6-7 weeks?
About 8-9 weeks.
How has that been from a personal point of view?
It's been a very emotional experience, you know. It's been up and down. I've come up with some of the most awful people you could possibly imagine, you know, done some awful things. And I've also come across people with some real random acts of absolute kindness, you know. I've kind of experienced both ends of the spectrum. Yeah, it's been very difficult.
And of course, I know you were talking to me about your card that you had on display. First of all, you said you're a former soldier. Just talk me through the sort of reaction you got as you added more information on that.
Well, I sat there first of all because I need help. I hadn't eaten. I've lost a lot of weight, you know, and nobody stopped. So I was invisible. So I put a little card out and I wrote on it, "Ex-British soldier, please help me if you can." Shortly after, people started giving me bits of food and the odd bit of change and stuff. And I noticed, hang on a minute, this can't be a bit of status thing, could it, you know? Because I've got a little bit of a status there that people are noticing it. So I increased what I wrote on the board, you know. I'm an ex-British soldier, served with this regiment so many years. And the reaction was even more, you know. And I thought, wow, is this really what it takes for people to notice, you know? Even as a homeless person, you've got to have some sort of status for people to help you. And it's wrong, you know. People should be looking at the human aspect of everything, you know. They're not looking at, you know, the person. You know, it's like everything today. It's all about what clothes you wear, what car you drive, how much money you've got in your pocket.
How do you feel being, serving your country and yet ending up where you are now for whatever reason, but you served your country?
I think the country should look after everybody. Everybody equally, you know. Yeah, I've served my country. It was a choice I made, you know. Nobody owes me anything for the choice I made. Nobody forced me to serve my country. I did that because it was what I wanted to do. But it shouldn't be because I served my country, everybody should be, you know, oh, God, look. But that's sadly the way it is, you know. I am very, very grateful for the people that have been helping me, you know. Very, very grateful. You know, there's been some nights when I've sat there and I thought, I don't know if I could go on, you know. I really, really don't. And then out of the blue, someone will walk up and sit down and spend 5-6 minutes with me talking, you know, which would alleviate a bit of the tension that's going around my mind, a bit of the anxiety, you know. It's very, very lonely, you know, and I think that's why a lot of homeless people get involved in things like drinking and drugs and stuff like that, to alleviate some of the loneliness. And it's a very, very desperate loneliness as well, you know, one that I couldn't possibly convey with just words. You'd really have to experience it.
Your story today, it seems to have opened people's eyes to the fact that there is an issue with homelessness in Manchester.
Yeah, I do actually believe it has definitely opened people's eyes, and that was the intention, you know. I'm kind of hoping maybe next week I could do something that's going to grab a little bit more attention. You know, if I could say anything, it's to the people that listen to this and the people that have been reading the paper and stuff like that, you know. Don't just read the story and don't just think, oh, God, you know, British soldier and that. Look around the town, you know, look at these people that are sat there in desperate need of some help, you know. A lot of people who have been on the street for so long, they've got all these prolonged issues, which as a result, you know, imagine being alone, day in, day out, nobody talking to you, being invisible, having no form of touch or human contact. You know, it's enough to send the most strongest mind crazy. People walk past and they just see somebody dirty, somebody who smells, but they don't see that it's because people don't have access to what they've got access to. Even down to walking into shops and asking for drinking water can be a really big deal, you know. These are things that people don't see. This should not be happening in this day and age.